Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. We've got an all poetry edition here with three pieces that focus on and grapple with deep connection and personal relationship. You'll find they're a mixture of love and struggle, which I believe to be some of the best stuff of poetry. Don't let this first one fool you into letting your guard down. It's an example of how great poetry can disarm you and then rend your heart. It's called, "Of All People, Lady Gaga Shows Up to My Housewarming Party." It was written by Ryan Skard and published by HAD on January 15th, 2021. Please enjoy.
Of all people, Lady Gaga shows up to my housewarming party. She lets herself in. I hid a spare key under her tongue years ago. She says, "Sup, Florida boy," an inside joke. You won't get it. She wears a melting disco ball. It blends into her skin, and I don't think it's makeup this time. She brought a baked ziti, a pack of Marlboro 27s, a new planet. I show her all 800 square feet. No one else shows up, so I open up some cheap champagne and a pack of Jolly Ranchers for us to share. We stand downing the first glass after a cheers to me. I won't ask her about her next album, about her tour, about how that dove got in here and why it landed on her shoulder. Instead, I ask if she remembers that day, because I can't help myself, because I've always told myself if I ever get the chance to talk to her, I would tell her. Do you remember the shooting? When I heard 15 instead of 50 and thought it was some drug deal gone bad? When my Muslim friend texted me saying she shares no religion with that motherfucker, and when I waited for the list and prayed for the first time, I mean, like, really prayed out loud. I wondered if Dylan decided to go since Cynthia was performing. Remember when I invited my friends over and put on art pop and drank Merlot, and when Gypsy came on, we sang along and kind of danced and forgot for 4 minutes, even just 4 minutes. Remember when you took me somewhere else? And then I think about how dumb it sounds, as if an anthem can save you, as if 4 minutes can stretch like arms. What do I do now? She pours herself another glass without offering me one. The small mirrors on her arm blind me. "I've done this before," she says. She leans in, her cheekbone touching mine, her breath warming my inner ear. And on an exhale, she says, "Show me your teeth."
Ryan Skard is co-host of the Autofocus Literary Podcast. His chapbook, Bottle Rockets, was released in 2019 by Zed Press. This next one features a title that does more in the way of introduction than I could ever do. It's called Mama. It was written by Timmy Sunny and published by Iceflow Press on November 24th, 2020. Enjoy.
Mama, after reading Oi Alesam Adedokun, some days I'm only a wailing shadow. Then I see my world atop your head, like the crest of an iceberg, jutting above salty waters. I remember my dreams, a mirror which shards you made into glory, and I flicker into light. How do you say my name, Mama? In a way that it echoes back as victory. Remember, when I died first in the mouth of fire, then in the hands of ice, your love awakened my bones' wings to measure again the sky, tall death's icicles on the frozen wasteland that was my body. Today, a bird carries me into the valley at the foot of a mountain, and I see your honor gleaming, a golden star at the top. Mama, you are the top of a mountain.
Timmy Sunny is an NF2W scholar in poetry and fiction and loves to dabble in experimental writing. He has works and journals worldwide. You can find him on Twitter at Timmy Sunny or on Instagram at Timmy X Sunny. Our final piece is brilliant in form, content, and structure. It's called Heritage, and it's crafted as an impressive palindrome. It was written by George Abraham and featured in their book called Birthright, which was published by Button Poetry in 2020. Please enjoy.
Heritage. Come morning, you won't even remember my name. Come midnight, we'll be washed of his every trace. The blood pooling in moonlight, staining oceans empty of biology's brief mimicry. I said I love him because he too was born on the wrong side of a wall. Perhaps, in funeral quiet, this is the widest he'll ever be. We thank him for his service behind a makeshift altar. And what if gratitude isn't a thinning bloodline? His head, pillowed by flag of blood and star in life, he'd cook for us. He'd never let us leave empty-stomached. His brother grips my hand, asks, "What are you?" Transfixes his eyes on the wounds I bulleted into my own face. All he knows of a divinity was once heresy and clipped wing. In truth, had they known of the mouths I spoke a swollen history into, most men in my family would have wanted me dead, and I'd like to think this its own forgiveness. Into the gardener's hands, both seed and flood water, the expense of every bloom, a season of winded upheaval, because who else would know better this swallow and fang-sunk tongue? Because they've tasted their own pooling blood, I'd like to think my ancestors couldn't imagine me unwritten from their gospel. The ghosts that wear my name, not the exiles of another heaven, inherited, because we too lost our countries before we lost our bodies. Every man I've held with pen was once capable of breaking me. We were never meant to survive this mythos. Forgive me. I'm running from this poem into another boy's arms, like we were never meant to survive this mythos. Every man I've held with palm was once capable of breaking me, because we lost our countries before we lost our bodies. Not the exiles of another heaven inherited me from unwritten gospel. The ghosts that wear my name pooling blood, I'd like to think my ancestors couldn't imagine this fang-sunk tongue, because they've tasted their own. Because who else would know better this swallow, the expense of every bloom, a season of winded upheaval into the gardener's hands, both seed and flood water, and this death, I'd like to think, is its own forgiveness. Its own history. Most men like him would have wanted a family in me, in truth, had they not known of the mouths I swelled into. All we know of heresy was once divinity's unclipped wing. He transfixes his eyes on the wounds I bulleted into my own face. He grips my hand, asks, "What are you wanting?" He cooked for me after. He'd never let me leave empty-stomached, my head pillowed by stars of no flag. In life, what if gratitude isn't a thinning bloodline? I thanked and serviced him behind our makeshift altar in funeral quiet. Perhaps this is the whitest I'll ever be, although he too was born on the wrong side of a wall, empty of biology's brief mimicry. I couldn't have said, "I love you," our blood pooling in moonlight, staining oceans. Come midnight, I'll wash myself his every trace. Come morning, I won't even remember his name.
George Abraham is a Palestinian-American poet, writer, and bioengineering PhD candidate at Harvard University. They're the author of Birthright, which was published by Button Poetry in 2020, a board member for the Radius of Arab American Writers, and teach in writing, literature, and publishing at Emerson College. You can find them on Twitter and Instagram at Intifada Batata or on their website at gabrahampoet.com. Micro is produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Original music is by Matt Ordez. You can find all the information about this episode's poets, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. If you enjoyed the show, check out some of our other episodes on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also always find our shows at micropodcast.org, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.